Rockwell Collins buys Air Inc. Boeing is named in an Asiana-related lawsuit, and John Denver sang about it, seeing fire in the sky. This is Aero News for Monday, August 12, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Rockwell Collins has announced that it has reached a definitive agreement to acquire Air Inc. Incorporated for $1.39 billion. The transaction will bring together two leading players in the growing field of aviation information management, combining Air Inc.'s trusted networks and services with the industry-leading avionics and cabin technologies developed by Rockwell Collins. Air Inc. broadly touches the entire aviation ecosystem, including pilots, operators, maintenance, passengers, controllers, regulators, security, and airport operations. In addition, Air Inc. provides communications and information processing for the rail, industrial security, and public safety segments. Their 2013 revenues are expected to be in excess of $600 million. When completed, the acquisition will shift the balance of Rockwell Collins' business to approximately 54% commercial and 46% government. The transaction is expected to close upon receipt of regulatory approvals and other customary conditions. An attorney representing several families that live in the San Francisco Bay Area has filed four separate lawsuits claiming Boeing should have retrofitted its 777 airplanes with low airspeed warnings following a 2009 accident similar to the one involving Asiana Flight 214. The suits have been filed on behalf of 12 passengers who were aboard the plane. They are the first to implicate Boeing, who has been providing training to Asiana pilots since 2006. The suit does not specifically say whether Boeing trained the pilots operating Flight 214. Attorney Frank Petrie cited a 2009 accident involving a Turkish Airlines 737-800 landing in Amsterdam that occurred, quote, under very similar circumstances, end quote, to the Asiana flight. Following that accident, Boeing added voice command, low airspeed warnings to 400 737s, in accordance with a recommendation from the Dutch Safety Board. Petrie says the 777s should have been similarly updated, which he says is, quote, a software upgrade, end quote. The lawsuit also names the flight crew for not getting the passengers evacuated from the airplane in the 90 seconds required by the FAA. The suits do not ask for a specific amount of damages. The late John Denver sang about seeing fire in the sky in his classic hit, Rocky Mountain High. Tonight, August 12th, and tomorrow night, the 13th, his words may well come to life, as NASA expects the annual Perseid meteor shower to peak at something near 100 meteors per hour. The Perseid meteor shower comes from the comet Swift-Tuttle. Every year in early to mid-August, Earth passes through a cloud of dust sputtered off the comet as it approaches the sun. Perseid meteoroids hitting our atmosphere at 132,000 miles per hour produce an annual light show that is a favorite of many backyard sky watchers. Using a network of meteor cameras distributed across the southern USA, NASA has been tracking fireball activity since 2008, and they've built up a database of hundreds of events to analyze. That data points to the Perseid as the, quote, fireball champion, end quote, of annual meteor showers. A fireball is a very bright meteor, at least as bright as the planets Jupiter or Venus. They can be seen on any given night as random meteoroids striking Earth's upper atmosphere. One fireball every few hours is not unusual. Fireballs become more numerous, however, when Earth is passing through the debris stream of a comet. That's what will happen over the next two nights. Best advice for viewing? Get out into the country, away from city lights. While fireballs can be seen from urban areas, the much greater number of faint Perseids will only be visible in the countryside. The FAA has restricted operations of Charlotte Douglas International Airport's runway 523 to a very limited number of hours. The runway, which is aligned at a diagonal to KCLT's three parallel runways, had been used for noise abatement between the hours of 2300 and 0700, but the FAA says that the airport must now use only the three parallel runways between 0500 and 2300, citing several incidents of near collisions by airplanes attempting to shoot the gap while using the diagonal runway. The FAA directed the airport to put the restrictions in place on July 25th. Airport officials disclosed that information to the Charlotte City Council in a memo this week. While the center lines do not actually intersect, the traffic patterns were cited by controllers as being a safety issue. One who filed an anonymous complaint using NASA's Aviation Safety Reporting System said, quote, "I would recommend that we do away with this configuration," end quote, according to a report in the Charlotte Observer. Those living near the airport have expressed concerns about the level of noise over their neighborhoods, which runway 523 was used to mitigate. When Aero News continues, NTSB investigates air crash chasing attorneys, unmanned aircraft will boost geoscientific research, and I do.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, August 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. As if the fallout from the recent crash of an Asiana Boeing 777 in San Francisco has not been politically charged enough, now the NTSB says it is investigating complaints of what it calls, quote, air crash chasing, end quote, attorneys. In the automotive world, the term is ambulance chaser, and it is not a compliment to any attorney. The NTSB has received an unspecified number of complaints about attorney solicitations arising from the July 6th crash in San Francisco that left 3 dead and 180 others injured. At issue is the 1986 law that prohibits attorneys from soliciting air crash victims and their families for a period of 45 days following an accident. So far, the NTSB has reported just one firm, Chicago-based Ribic Law Chartered, to the Illinois agency that regulates attorneys for further investigation. Specifically, the NTSB is examining the actions of the firm's Shanghai-based attorney, William Wang, who used China's version of Twitter to discuss the Asiana crash. On July 11th, just 5 days after the crash, Wang posted, quote, "Entrusted by American lawyers, I request that Asiana Airlines air crash families contact me," end quote. Wang later posted another message explaining that, quote, "lawyers in Chicago who specialize in air crashes," end quote, would be visiting Asiana passengers and their families at a hotel near the San Francisco airport. Ribic attorney Monica Kelly says the firm has done nothing wrong, noting in an email to the Associated Press, quote, "We were invited by Chinese government officials in China and the United States, including their local diplomats, to meet their Chinese nationals to represent them," end quote. The NTSB offered no comment on Wang's statements. However, Professor Richard Zitron, who teaches legal ethics at the University of California Hastings College of Law, said Wang's communications may be a violation of the moratorium, even though they occurred on foreign soil. The University of Southampton in the UK is developing new unmanned aircraft for science applications and geoscientific research. The major challenge faced by atmospheric scientists working in remote or hostile environments, such as high altitudes, regions close to mountains or the sea surface, and polar regions, is the difficulty of obtaining detailed in situ data from these regions using conventional observing platforms. This fall, the university will be launching MAVIS, the Massive Atmospheric Volume Instrumentation System, a new project funded by the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, in partnership with the Scottish Association for Marine Science and with the support of the British Antarctic Society, the Met Office, and the National Center for Atmospheric Science. MAVIS offers the possibility of a flexible measurement system that could open up new possibilities to atmospheric scientists, including more high-quality and widespread measurements for accurate weather forecasting and monitoring of pollution and volcanic ash. Fiji's national airline, Fiji Airways, is the newest holder of a Guinness World Record title, soaring to 41,000 feet to set the record for the world's highest altitude wedding on an airplane. Five couples exchanged vows on August the 7th at 41,000 feet above sea level aboard a brand new Fiji Airways A330 to attain that record. The minimum altitude required to set the new record, by the way, was 40,000 feet. To mark its new brand launch, Fiji Airways, formerly Air Pacific, set out on a search for five couples to get married on board its flagship A330 aircraft on a flight from Auckland to Nadi, Fiji. More than 400 New Zealand couples entered, hoping to be one of the lucky couples married in the business cabin, winning a free flight and complimentary stay in Fiji to enjoy their honeymoon. Traditional Fijian Maasai artwork found inside the newly designed cabin and friendly Fijian cabin crew helped create an elegant celebration on board. The contest was designed to raise awareness of the new airline and of Fiji as a wedding and honeymoon destination. The world record bit was kept as a secret from the five couples, and news of it, well, that was apparently their first wedding present. And now that I know this, all I need are two tickets to Fiji and, well, someone to propose to. I'm Glenn Moyer. I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.